When you have the weight of a failing business on your shoulders, when your days are filled with rejection, when your bank balance has not been in the positive for months, every additional rejection, every additional minor failure feels like an additional ton on your shoulders. And although to others you might seem to have superpowers, the ability to remain positive in what is a sea of negativity, you know that there will come a point where a single incident will break the camel's back. Meditation 51 reads like this. I seek nurturing from my family and friends and take comfort in the knowledge that they can provide emotional sustenance throughout my journey. I repeat, I seek nurturing from my family and friends and take comfort in the knowledge that they can provide emotional sustenance throughout my journey. Meditation 51 doesn't talk about receiving nurturing from family and friends. It speaks about actively seeking that nurturing. Every entrepreneur I know needs a place where they can be vulnerable, be real, be honest. The veneer that they portray to their customers, to their staff, to their suppliers, takes a huge emotional toll on the entrepreneur. There has to be a place of respite. Meditation 51 emphasizes the need to actually seek emotional nourishment from family and friends, not to await that nourishment to come to them. The tougher the journey, the more support you need. It is not important. It is critical that an entrepreneur in their early journey surrounds themselves with a team of people, mentors, confidants that they can seek support from, seek sustenance from in dark and confusing moments. From the onset of my journey building Race Corp, I built this team around me that still remains my support team today. If I were a professional athlete, I would have a support team. I would have a physical coach, a mental coach, a dietitian, a physiotherapist, all these people would surround me to ensure that I could achieve my highest potential. And when I blunder, and we will all blunder, this team will help me to recover in the quickest possible time. The mental image I have when I close my eyes with Meditation 51 is of a child falling and these hands catching that child and lifting that child back to where they were before they fell. That is the role of your support team. Not just to catch you, but to bring you back to a place of full recovery. Meditation 51 is a reminder to every entrepreneur to proactively build their support team, to be integrous with that support team, to be vulnerable with that support team, and most of all, to be open to the care that that support team provides you in whatever form that takes. When I think back to my dark and confusing time, I know with absolute certainty that had my wife in that moment in time doubted me for even a second, had she given me a disbelieving look, a loaded question, or a, "Are you sure this is going to work out?" I know for a fact that that would have been the straw that broke this camel's back. My knees would have buckled and I would have given up. But instead, I felt this deep sense of belief in me, this unspoken, "I know you're going to make it. I know we're going to make it." These supportive comments were the difference between standing up again and staying down. I seek nurturing from my family and friends and take comfort in the knowledge that they can provide emotional sustenance throughout my journey.